Welcome, welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about this absolute travesty of justice that is going on with New York Attorney General Letitia James and former President of the United States and also Republican candidate for President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Because what we're witnessing is an absolute travesty of justice. And unfortunately, if they can do this to Donald Trump, somebody who is a billionaire, somebody who was the former President of the United States, there basically is no limits to what they can do to the average person, despite what these people are trying to say. Now, before we get into that, I want to thank everybody who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th in Austin, Texas, I will be at the Minds Fest. Link to tickets in the top of the description and use promo code AJW for 20% off your ticket. So we actually went over this case before on this channel and we talked about the problems in the setup, in the prosecution of this case, and in the theory of prosecution for this particular case when we made that video. But the thing is, they assessed the judgment of around $430 million against the former president of the United States, and due to a weird quirk in New York law, in order for Trump to appeal the actual case at hand, he needs to put up the money in liquid cash in order to cover that. And obviously, the guy does not have $430 million, despite the fact that weirdly he did say at one point in time that he has that in liquid assets. We know for a fact that if Trump has this money, it is going to be in an accumulation of real estate assets. So essentially, in order for Trump to get to the next stage of appeal, he would have to sell his properties in a desperate situation. These are multi-million dollar properties, so it's not the kind of thing that moves immediately. And each and every day that he delays, he's going to be in a situation where he ends up paying an interest penalty, which increases the price. So this increases the chances of him having to short sale on his assets. Now, to be clear, because there's a little bit of confusion surrounding this case, because on the one hand, you have President Trump saying that he can't appeal unless he puts up the cash value of this money. You have Letitia James saying that she's going to seize his assets in order to make sure that he can cover the cash value of this fine. But at the same time, Trump is begging their appeals court for relief at this very moment. So this has led a bunch of people to say that the evil orange man is lying about this. Why is he saying he can't appeal when he's appealing right now? So just to separate this out, there's the case and the fine and the appeal as it relates to that. And then there's the appeal of the bond. Right now, Trump is appealing the idea that he has to put down the bond because he's reached out to apparently 30 bond companies and none of them will certify and put up the money for him in order to cover this fine. That being said, it is in fact true and factual that appealing on the merits of this case cannot happen until either that appeal is resolved or until he pays the full value of the fine, puts that money up. And as is noted in the USA Today article, he would get that back with 9% interest if he were to win at the end of the day. But the fact of the matter is, this is going to result very likely in the selling of his properties below market value. And even with that 9%, he is unlikely to recoup the losses or be able to buy back those properties at the end of this whole process. So what they're arguing is that him having to put up this bail thing is going to actually cause him irreparable harm, and it's hard to argue against that. In fact, this is one of the reasons why the Shark Tank guy is going absolutely crazy over this case.
I don't think it's a case by Trump at all anymore. I think people should be thinking about the policy being put in place here, the competitiveness of New York State versus other U.S. states, but more importantly, the message about the American brand. You think about America, the reason this is the number one economy on earth is that we have laws and we have due process and we have property rights. It attracts foreign capital from all around the world. All of that is being shaken to the core here. The concept of seizing assets in 30 days on a bond number that's never been issued. No insurance bond company's ever issued anything near this, so there was no chance it was going to happen. And only giving 30 days notice and time, that's a really bad message. And I think New Yorkers should think well past Trump, whether he's president or not, or whether this attorney general is gone in 4 years or not, it's irrelevant. This is case setting against the American brand.
Now, in a previous video, I brought up the many problems with this particular prosecution, and I cited this Reason.com article. And the reason I was happy to find this article is because Reason aren't actually big fans of President Trump. It's a libertarian outlet, and they tend to be more unbiased in these situations when it's a battle between the Democrats and the evil orange man. And it breaks down the problems in this prosecution from start to finish better than almost any article that I've seen. But essentially, and this is really not all that included, the problems actually start before the prosecution, when Letitia James was running for political office, because she essentially campaigned on investigating and prosecuting Trump.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
Please sue him for us.
Oh, we're gonna be a real pain. I know my name personally.
That man in the White House who can't go a day without threatening our fundamental rights.
Yes, we need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. We need to find out whether or not he's engaged in conspiracy.
It's important that everyone understand that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day.
And considering our legal system requires probable cause before you start an investigation, the idea that she would start an investigation looking for a crime on its own is a fishing expedition. Then you also have the issue of the fact that there's no complaint against Trump. All of these different banks that Trump supposedly defrauded, that fine is to be paid for, don't actually think that Donald Trump defrauded them. In fact, they have made it quite clear that they want to do business with him again. He paid back these loans, but the judge has decided that the interest that he saved allegedly due to the inflation of his real estate assets is therefore a crime against the market, and thus he has to pay the fine. But the thing is, yes, Trump does inflate and deflate his assets depending on circumstances. It's an absolute fact, but the problem is everyone does that. On top of that, the banks do their own investigation of the people that they do business with, especially at this level, and they have stated over and over again that they did not accept Trump's valuations of his own companies at face value, or of his own holdings and assets at face value. They did their own evaluation, and the interest rate that was granted to him was based on their evaluation of his net worth, of his assets, and of his property values. So we have a situation here where Letitia James is alleging that Trump defrauded a bank, yet the bank is testifying that they weren't defrauded, yet Trump lost the case anyway. And her justification for this, by the way, is a 75-year-old statute that she's reinterpreting to prosecute a case that has never been prosecuted in this way.
The most stable country on earth, anywhere, to put capital to work over a long period of time, particularly in real estate, is the United States of America. This is an assault on what we believe to be core. And I find it extraordinary. I think it's very troubling. It has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump at this point, in my view, and it is completely bipartisan. This is an attack on America. And I don't know how you can look at it any other way. And as an investor, and I know plenty of investors are completely disturbed by this, but I mean, no one is going to put any money to work in New York in these amounts until this thing settles down. The whole world is watching, and everybody's waiting for one thing we haven't got yet. Adult supervision.
Now, by the way, one of the things that people have ripped from the headlines related to this is that the judge ruled allegedly that Trump's real estate holding Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million, and people have been mocking that, calling it absurd, and that is because it is absurd on its face. However, it is a little bit more nuanced than that. So what the judge essentially did was say that through a period of time, and I believe it was 2013 to 2021, that the county assessor in the state of Florida assessed Mar-a-Lago at between, through these various dates, $18 million and $27 million for tax purposes. Then the judge said that Trump overinflated it by over 2,300% by stating the value of Mar-a-Lago as between $400 million and $600 million. And yes, I'm rounding the numbers in order to make them more simple. But the thing is, there's often a disparity between the tax assessed value and the actual sale value of a particular property. In fact, there was an article that was was brought up by Patrick Bet-David that showed that Mar-a-Lago went on the market between 1980 and 1984. And at that point in time, it was listed for sale at $20 million. So the idea that Mar-a-Lago would go down in value by $2 million over the course of time of those years is crazy. No real estate has actually done that. And other real estate that is on that same part of West Palm Beach that Donald Trump is actually residing on with Mar-a-Lago actually have sold for hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, Trump is also accused of doing this with other properties, including New York properties. And the thing is, if Letitia James was going after him for backed state taxes based on his inflated and deflated valuations, saying that he took it too far, even though this is a common practice, that would be one thing. That would be normal. That would be something that she would be able to collect. But the thing is, that is nowhere near the amount of money that we get this $400 fine from. This is all from allegedly defrauding the banks that say that they weren't defrauded.
Where are the adults in this crazy narrative? Certainly there's got to be adult supervision at some point. And I understand, you know, the war going on here and all the political yada yada, woof, woof, woof. But we need an adult in the room now. This is the United States of America under siege.
And in fact, this is such a bad precedent. This is so ridiculous and absurd in every possible way that Governor Kathy Hochul and other New York government officials have gone out of their way to say, you know what? This is not going to apply broadly. This isn't anything like a precedent. There's no need to worry if you're in the development business, because obviously Trump was engaged in normal standard practices. Maybe you could even argue he was a little bit more extreme than the normal standard practices. But the thing is, a case like this has never been brought against a real estate developer. So who knows if this is normal or like beyond the pale for normal, because we have no comparable cases. And you guys should be perfectly fine. Please keep investing in New York State, because it's no big deal. It's all good. These rules, basically the underlying message there, only apply to Donald Trump, again, creating another massive issue. But what we're talking about right now is the fact that Letitia James is going to likely end up trying, and she's already taken the steps to do so, to seize Trump's properties. Now, the properties that are in New York City are going to be easy, because the case was tried in Manhattan. In New York County, which is Manhattan, you have a situation where it's easy to get those properties from Donald Trump in comparison. However, she only has to file a certain amount of paperwork to get the properties that are in New York State. And if you think that Mar-a-Lago is protected in Florida, the fact of the matter is the full faith and credit clause of the United States Constitution prevents the Florida government from protecting that property from New York. So even though it might take a little bit longer, she will be able to sink her claws into all of these different various Trump properties in the United States of America and be able to sell them. And unfortunately, those sales will result in short sales, even though we all understand to a certain extent that this case is based on a fraudulent premise. I mean, the fact of the matter is, the judge saying that the tax assessed value is the market value for Trump's property is an absurdity that even CNN is refusing to hold up. In fact, they put up a Bloomberg estimate that puts Mar-a-Lago in and around $250 million.
You need at least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially, that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds of millions, and I think there could be a buyer for something like that.
And that would be literally, if you're talking about doing that between now and Monday, that's picking up the phone, calling someone, and then literally writing a check.
Yeah, I mean, there could be plenty of international people who want to buy that property. I mean, there's properties that are priced at 150 and 200 million that are nearby that. And Palm Beach is like the NVIDIA of real estate. It's just shot up like a rocket. And people do want to live there. They'd move there. So I think that would be the best case scenario as to property. If he's trying to sell quickly, I would encourage that.
So, all right. Now, that's $240 million estimated. I mean, who knows? You know, he's a desperate seller. In this case, someone picks up the phone and makes that call this week. So I don't know what it'd be. That's still half.
Right.
Of what it would be.
But the thing is, with real estate like this, the fact that it was owned by a former president and a celebrity, the value of that property could be significantly higher than that, because again, we don't know, because it's not on the market, hasn't been sold recently enough. And it is interesting that Bloomberg's assessment puts it at $250 million when there's about a $200 million range in Trump's estimate. And if you applied that plus minus $200 million, you would end up closer to that $400 million, which is the low end of what Trump actually estimated the property at. Now look, in most parts of the mainstream slash left-wing media, you will see no sympathy for the evil orange man. He is evil, therefore any kind of weaponization against him, political targeting, application of laws that were never interpreted to do what is being done with them, they're totally fine with for the most part. But even this USA Today article points out that Trump actually has a solid case of irreparable harm against him, even if he were to ultimately end up winning, get that 9% on top of what he has to put up, because the fact of the matter is, he's going to have to, and Letitia James is likely going to, short sale his property, basically dump the assets on the market for the cheapest price possible, and he won't be able to recover those assets in the future, even with that 9% interest bump. And by the way, Letitia James says this is all about securing this money for New Yorkers. It's all about getting us the money that we're due. I am a resident of New York. And it doesn't really help us that you're going to short sell all of that property. It damages Trump for sure. If at the end of this appeal, which by the way, he should win this appeal based on the fact that it's political targeting, there is no actual victim. Nobody was actually alleging fraud besides Letitia James. And we also have the situation of a law that's vaguely worded that has never been applied this way. So it's going to end up costing the New York taxpayers 9% more than what she takes from him now. But Letitia James genuinely does not give a damn about that, because the whole point is to hurt Trump, and it will actually accomplish this mission. So likely by the end of this, when it's eventually reversed on appeal, Trump will get more money technically than what was stolen from him, but not really. New York will pay Trump more money than he was supposed to pay in this particular fine, and Trump will be irreparably harmed from this situation in this essentially suicide pact that Letitia James has forcibly put the former president of the United States in. Look, on this channel, I try to be as fair and as reasonable as humanly possible. If the evil orange man did something wrong, if he did something that is potentially prosecutable, like again, the tax issue that I mentioned earlier in the video, that's the only thing that Letitia James could have legitimately pursued, although the fact that she's looking for a crime to prosecute and ran on this as a political promise even undercuts that case potentially, then I wouldn't be making this video. Or maybe I'd be talking about this, but it would be in a greatly different tone. But the fact of the matter is, the judge appears to have gone absolutely crazy with his assessment of the values of the property. The fine is unbelievably excessive, and the fact that you have to put up the full amount of the fine before you can go through the appeal process to determine guilt or innocence, and the fact that Trump's assets are in real estate, which he would have to sell in order to appeal, and that would cause him irreparable harm, really go to show you that this is completely unjust, ridiculous, and absurd. Let's just say for the sake of argument, you had something similar happen to you, and for the sake of argument, we'll just say that your biggest asset is a $1 million home. However, you have a fine that you need to cover before you appeal. The case is illegitimate, so you should appeal it anyway in order to win, but you have to put up a fine of $500,000 in order to do so. Your biggest asset is your home, so you have to put it on the market. But the thing is, you have 30 days in order to sell this home. Let's say the best price that you can get is literally the $500,000 that you need to put up. You put up that money, they give you $500,000 plus 9% interest back, which by the way would be $545,000. Can you go back and buy your $1 million home? Can you go back and buy an equivalent property? The answer would be no. You would be irreparably damaged from this particular situation, despite the fact that you would have been proven innocent and it would have been completely reversed on appeal. And the compensation mechanism of the 9% is not sufficient enough to compensate you for your dramatic losses. Now look, in that particular situation, when we're talking about somebody who's not a celebrity, not a real estate developer, not anyone who is a former president of the United States or government official of any kind, I would say that's completely improper, unreasonable, and I would be against them having to short sell their home in order to pay this fine, in order to win on appeal, especially when that outcome is extraordinarily likely. So I feel like that principle should extend to the president of the United States of America, should extend when the prosecution appears to be more nefarious. And I find find it quite troubling that it does not extend there. I find it quite troubling that somebody can run on prosecuting a political opponent and do this. And by the way, Letitia James also ran on prosecuting the NRA, and she basically bankrupted the New York NRA with that prosecution, put them out of business for this particular area. So this is a woman who is promising, pledging, and utilizing her political power to go after her political opponents, and the proof in the pudding is in the taste, but unfortunately, the pudding was opposed to Letitia James, so it's also been fined and prosecuted and booted out of the state of New York. Now again, those are just my thoughts, that's just my interpretation of the law, of what I'm reading, of what I think is fair, of what I think is just, but I want to know your thoughts down in the comments below. And by the way, if you have a good case for Letitia James' side of the argument, please make your case in the comments. I would love to hear the alternative of this, because honestly, I don't see it. I don't see where her justification comes from, other than a deep despisal of the evil orange man. Again, let me know, comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the absolute disaster that is the current Trump case in New York. Till next time.